order to play with this record, you must tune your bass to ours.
Look out.
You are now listening to DJ EJ.
What will people say?
Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Buzz. The time is now 8:08. I am your host, DJ EJ, better known as Navy Petty Officer Elois Johnson. And as always, we've got some amazing young ladies in the studio with us here from Fleet and Family. Please help me welcome to the studio Miss Constance and Lindsay. Ladies, how are we on this beautiful Friday?
Good morning. Good morning, Siganella. So glad to be here today.
Absolutely. How you doing, Lindsay?
Doing well. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. So before we get started, as always, we have to pose our question of the day to you. Our question of the day is, what is something you like to spend your money on? What do you like to spend your money on?
I spend a shameful amount of money on clothes.
On clothes?
Yes.
That's not half bad. That's actually pretty justifiable. I really like that one. That's good.
I think so.
Definitely. What about you, Constance? What do you like to spend your money on?
I'll have to go with the crowd. I saw on Facebook all the answers. Yeah. And I think I'll go with the crowd with travel. Being here in Europe, I mean, it's a lifetime opportunity. I mean, to explore. And so travel is my go-to there for spending.
I could not agree more. And I'm the worst when it comes to it. I get nice and comfortable, and next thing you know, I've lost complete sight of it. But no, I agree. I think you should be able to travel and have some really great looking clothes while you're at it. So make sure that you continue to keep it right here. We've got a lot of information to cover with Miss Constance and Lindsay. We're going to continue to keep the music going. And when we come back, we've got tons to discuss when it comes to Fleet and Family. You are listening to 105.9 AFN Siganella, the station serving you America's best. Welcome back to the studio. If you are just tuning in with us, we are here with Fleet and Family with Constance and Lindsay. So to start, we're going to speak with Miss Constance about a little known thing as the Transition Assistance Program. And I'm kind of excited about this because we always put the information out, but it's always good to know what's happening and how we can help our military members. So can you give us a little information about that?
Yeah, so Siganella Transition Assistance Program, the TAPA program, is a Congress mandated program for everybody that is transitioning out of the service, either separating or retiring. And it can be initiated any time from 24 months out if you're retiring or 15 months out if you are separating. Now, I want to talk about some of the upcoming classes we have. And that actually we'll start with the VA services. Unfortunately, we don't have a VA service provider here in Siganella. So we rely on the regional support. So they come to Siganella every 2 months or so. So we're excited to tell the last services we had here in Siganella were beginning of July. So we had a bit of a halt there because the regional POC was PCSing. So we just got the word that they're coming back and we're excited. And it's going to be the week of September 16th through the 20th. And we'll have appointments available here on NAS1 at the Fleet and Family and also on NAS2 at the Flightline Clinic. So anything, if service members are, you know, need some help with the VA as a transition with disability, filing for disability claims or transferring of education benefits, she will be there to answer all those questions and assist one-on-one. So anybody that is interested, please call the Fleet and Family for appointments so we can get you in, because we don't know yet when she'll be back. So this is it. Take the opportunity. Oh,
that is really good to know, actually. And when Miss Alice Slate had been here, we were really pushing the importance, especially that last week when she was here, how important it was to set those appointments and to have these discussions concerning the VA benefits, because it's incredibly important to know what's made available to you. So that's actually very good information to know.
Yeah.
So what we'll do as well on the part of Fleet and Families, we'll continue to push that information out, mm-hmm. and that way people can take advantage and be able to set those appointments and learn more about their VA benefits. So that is incredibly important.
EJ, so if I may say one more thing about the VA as she's coming here, for the leadership in our community. So if you're a leader and you want to bring a VA brief to your command, please let us know. We'll be glad to hook you up with the VA and set up a time so she can come to your command for a command request debrief.
That is phenomenal. I tell you what, before you leave today, because this is really great information, I would love to make sure that we have that, and that way we can continuously put that information out to our listeners so that they don't miss this opportunity of a lifetime, because it is a very short window of time. So this is really, really good to know. I was wondering, too. I was like, no, Ms. Alice Slade is not returning, but I just want to know, who are we going to get in replacement of her? So this is good information. Yeah. So thank you so much for providing this. We've got a great deal to cover when it comes to Fleet and Family. And one thing I can honestly say about this organization is that they are incredible when it comes to connecting our military service members and their families to much needed resources. So continue to keep it here as the conversation continues. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you, America's best. And welcome back to the studio. You are here with DJ EJ, better known as Navy Petty Officer Elois Johnson, here for some more of the Morning Buzz. We are in the studio with Fleet and Family. Ms. Constance and I have been discussing the Transition Assistance Program. So there's a lot that's happening with that, and we're going to continue to make that information available to you as well. And now we're shifting gears just a little bit, and we're discussing Boots to Business. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, Constance?
Yeah, so the Transition Assistance Program, we're so proud that we can offer this class here in Sigonella. So the Boots to Business, for anybody transitioning out of the service, spouses, and actually we're opening it up too if we have a room available for anybody who has that entrepreneurship bug. You know, they have the creativity, or they're interested in opening their own business. And sometimes we think, oh no, open our own business or a franchise is something big. But hey, if you're running something, you know, a business, or you plan on doing so as you transition out of the service, it doesn't have to be that big. It can be something you're going to be doing out of your kitchen. You're baking cookies, you know, as you transition out of the service. You want to turn that into a scalable business to make additional income, or to be a future source of income as you transition out of the service. So that's why we offer the Boots to Business program. The class will be September 19 and 20, so it's a two-day class. And this facilitator actually is a partnership with the Small Business Administration, and they come from stateside. So that's why we're so excited that they're coming. We don't offer this class on a regular basis. It's about once a quarter whenever we can get them here. So that's why. Please come join us and learn everything that you need to kick off your business. And they'll go over anything from brainstorming ideas to legalities of opening a business to funding options and all that. So
yeah, no, I think that's really great, because I think one of the things that really hold people up is really that startup funding when it comes to starting a business. And they've got these really creative ideas and things that they're very good at, but they're apprehensive about it. And they've already kind of like, I know for me, I have been in that position where I'm like, I want to start a business, but yeah, I don't know where to start. And so I think it's phenomenal that not only do you have a facilitator that's there to assist, but someone who's actually that works with the Small Business Administration.
Yeah.
So
yes,
that's pretty amazing. I love that.
Yeah.
And we've been putting that information out as well concerning the two-day workshop. And so this is something that is great, because it looks out for our service members, our military community, even outside of military. So you have the opportunity to pursue your passion of starting a business. So if that is something that you are interested in doing, this sounds absolutely phenomenal. And can you tell us again, what are those days?
So it's a two-day class and it's a full day. So from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., well, of course, 1 hour lunch, but it's from 19 and 20, so 19 and 20th of September.
Perfect. I love it. I love it. So make sure that you make yourselves available for those of you that are business-minded and you are looking to start your own. I know at some point I would love to go into business for myself, but I don't know that I could stand the boss. I think that would drive me up a wall, honestly. But for those of you that are interested and you would like to pursue entrepreneurship, please take advantage of this wonderful opportunity, especially because we've got an SME that works directly with the Small Business Administration. So make sure you continue to keep it here, because when we come back, we're going to be discussing My Navy Career your options, and you definitely don't want to miss the conversation. You're listening to 105.9. Welcome back to the studio. You are here with us for some more of the Morning Buzz. We are so excited to have Fleet and Family in the studio with us. We've been talking about so many incredible things, anywhere from transition assistance to even starting your own business, which has all been really, really phenomenal. And now we're going to be discussing the My Navy career options. So I'm particularly curious about this. I've heard of it, but I don't know a lot about it. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Yeah. So the Navy Career Options, My Navy Career Options, is a class designed to support active duty service members who are questioning, should I stay? Should I re-enlist or should I get out? So that really assists with, so the first day of the class, let me break this down. So the first, it's a two-day class. The first day of the class, we go over in collaboration with some NCs, right? So some of the career counselors out there. In collaboration with them, we go over the first day of all the options for staying the service in the Navy. This is particularly for the Navy service members at this time. So they go over, it's a whole day going over, okay, if you decide to stay and reenlist, what are your options for advancing your career? Maybe you can consider, you know, cross-rating, or maybe you can consider, you know, dropping a warrant officer package. So that's why it breaks down all the steps if you were, you know, so you can make an informative decision. The second day of the class, we actually cover, okay, what if you decided to get out? What would be your options? And make career assessments. You know what? This would be an easy route if you want to continue what you do from the military, transition out of service and continue doing that route. Or, you know what? What if you want to transition to a completely different career? What would that look like? What would you be interested in doing? So it's kind of giving the resources and helping them with assessments to, again, make an informative career decision. Do I stay or do I go?
Wow, that's really good. And everything that we've talked about so far with Fleet and Family this morning has been all about professional development. And I could not agree more. I love that just you've literally tackled like everything from the point at which do you want to continue with your military career? And if you choose not to, how do you go about transitioning and even starting a business if that's something you're really interested in? So I love that Fleet and Family keeps a pulse on our community to determine, okay, what is the best course for you to take? So that I definitely love. I definitely love that one. And can you tell me some really great contact information? I know we've got listeners out there that are probably kind of on the fence about that. Should they stay or should they go? Or should they start a business? Should they not? So how do they contact you to get started?
Yeah, so EJ, that is, I would say, maybe 40 to 50% of the people that come to the transition system program. You know, I'm not so sure.
Yeah, yeah.
So reach out to us. Reach out to your command career counselor. Registration, there's no prerequisites to register for this class. So feel free to just pick up the phone or shoot us a message via Facebook to our Facebook page of the Fleet and Family. The class will be held the last week of September. So as I said, it's a two-day class, and that will be the 26th and 27th of September. Our phone number, DSN, is 624-4291, or if you're calling from a commercial, 095-564-291.
That is awesome. Constance, thank you so much. I really appreciate all the information that you've provided. You have been more of a help than you could ever imagine. Because I am sure there are people out there thinking to themselves, wow, that is exactly the resource I have been waiting on. And they didn't know how to get started. And thanks to you, now they do. So again, thank you so much for being here in the studio with us. Make sure you continue to keep it locked. When we come back, we are actually changing gears just a little bit. And we're talking all things family. This is 105.9. I think that's a pretty fair question if you ask me if you should stay or you should go. I kind of like that song, though. That works out exceedingly well. Okay, so now we're continuing the conversation with Fleet and Family, and we've got Lindsay on the air now. So we're going to be discussing some really great things when it comes to family. So one of the things that we've been pushing is the baby boot camp. I'm sure people have probably seen it around base and probably are not really as familiar with what that is. So Lindsay, can you give us a little bit more information about this boot camp?
Yeah, Baby Boot Camp is a two-day class that we teach over at Fleet and Family. I joke that it's kind of like baby indoc. It's a ton of information, wonderful, wonderful information over the course of those 2 days. We talk about childbirth education, lactation consultant comes in and chats with everybody, the pediatrician comes in. One of my favorite parts is the American Red Cross comes and teaches about breathing emergencies and what to do in those scary situations. So it's a lot of wonderful information to receive over those 2 days.
It really does sound like it. And I can tell you, I didn't know that there was a such thing as a lactation consultant until I was in college. And we actually had one visit our class. And I said, I need some understanding. And so as she was explaining her role, I didn't realize how remarkable these consultants are and very instrumental in assisting with the breastfeeding and things of that nature. And so I was like, I am floored, like just beyond belief. So I think that's pretty incredible. So can you tell me, because I'm always very curious when it comes to this, for the basic training, was there just a general consensus that the parents were just like, I don't know what to do because this baby doesn't come with an instruction manual? Is that the case? Was that the reason behind why the course was created?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of first-time parents here that are overseas and their parents aren't here to help guide them through this process too. I think babies definitely don't come with a manual. I have four of my own and each of them all had their own personality and way of wanting things to be a specific way. It also teaches a lot of safety information, things that we don't always think about, the best way to put our baby to sleep, feeding needs and things like that. So it helps prepare parents, even those who are having their second, third, or fourth, just a refresher of how to be safe, how to be prepared, and be excited and ready to take on a new little one.
That is absolutely amazing. And there were some things as well regarding the boot camp. One of the topics that were included, which I found to be absolutely incredible, was also how to obtain documentation for your child. And I had no idea that this course even went that far. I thought that was really amazing. I thought it was more so of what to do if the baby's crying, if the baby can't get to sleep, things of that nature. So I was actually pleasantly surprised to find that it takes it one step further in ensuring that you've got everything you need to be very successful when it comes to parenting.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a rep from TRICARE come, and she even brings the paperwork so parents can get that paperwork pre-filled out before they come to the hospital or in the rush and the emotion of everything else that's going on. You can get that done ahead of time. I know sometimes that's something that we can be worried about. You know, I've never had a child overseas. What does that look like? How do I get a passport and a birth certificate and all of those big adult things that have to be done as well?
Right.
And we can get that taken care of before baby arrives.
That is absolutely awesome. I'm absolutely here for it. I got to say, when I saw Baby Boot Camp, I'm like, I don't know what to make of it, but the baby on the front is so cute. And it just kept me on the Fleet and Family Facebook page for quite some time, just looking at that visual. But no, that is absolutely amazing. And I just want to thank you for providing this information, because one thing you've made a great note of is that you do have these parents, some first-time parents, some that are just like, hey, I could use that refresher when it comes to this information regarding my child. And what does that look like overseas? And I think oftentimes we take that for granted for those of us that have no idea what that looks like. And so I want to thank you so much for providing that information. And for those of you that are listening, please make sure that you take heed to this course, because it is designed with these expectant parents in mind. So make sure you continue to keep it here, because the conversation does continue, and we're still discussing the cute little infants and toddlers when we return. And welcome back to the studio for some more of your morning buzz. We are here with Fleet and Family. Miss Lindsay has been providing us a great deal of information. We were talking about Baby Boot Camp, and one thing I would like to make a note of as well is that for those of you that are expectant parents and you want to take advantage of this really great resource, hint, hint, make sure you do so. There is a possibility, it's my understanding, that the Baby Boot Camp, this will probably not be going on for too much longer. It might be a little while before the Baby Boot Camp is to return. So for those of you that are in need of those resources, please take advantage. So we are talking a great deal. Now we're talking about our little infants and our toddlers when it comes to the playgroup. So can you tell us some more about the playgroup, Lindsay?
Yeah, our playgroup meets every Thursday morning at the Double Park on Marini from 9 to 10:30. The double park can be a little tricky to find sometimes. It doesn't have its own parking lot. So when you come onto base, onto Marini, if you turn left, you can park at the water treatment plant, and it's right behind the houses right there. But we bring plenty of toys for the kiddos to play with, hula hoops and bubbles and magnets and lots of toys for them to play with. But really the importance of playgroup is for kiddos to get an opportunity to play with other kids their age, to get out of the house, get some fresh air and run around, and really for parents to get an opportunity to chat with other parents that have kiddos that age in that age group as well, and to build friendships in a community here in Sigonella.
And that's really, really important, especially when you have parents who have children that are about the same age. And so it's great to build that community and really for them to just be able to play and get to know one another. So I think that is absolutely phenomenal. So for our listeners, please take advantage of this, because we often put out for the play group, and it gives your kids a chance to get out of the house and enjoy and step away from technology, because that is a thing, and really just get to interact and enjoy the company of other children. So please make sure that you take advantage of these excellent resources and programs that are made available to you. So, Lindsay, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to come by the studio, providing us with a great deal of information, because I'm sure there are parents out there that have questions, or they're like, you know what, I just got to get this kiddo out of the house. We got to let them run around and play a little bit. So thank you so much for that. Before you head out on your very busy day, I'd want to know, is there anything else you'd like to add or any contact information you'd like to provide us?
Absolutely. First of all, I really appreciate you having Fleet and Family here to chat with you guys. We love sharing any of the community information that we have going on. One really great place to get constant information from Fleet and Family is on our Facebook page. If you follow Fleet and Family Sigonella on Facebook, we update it almost hourly. We keep our classes updated. Any information that will be coming out for the community that we have going on, we've got it on our Facebook page. So that's a really great place to get information. You can also message us on Facebook Messenger, and we can get back to you as well there. You can also reach us at our DSN is 624-4291, or if you're calling on a commercial line, it's 095-564-291.
That is incredible. Again, thank you so much, Lindsay, and to you, Constance, as well. Thank you ever so much. There's something to be said about Fleet and Family, and I like to think of it as the full circle, because they not only take care of the service member, but they also cover down on the service member's families as well. So again, thank you to both of you for being here. Happy Friday to both of you, and I wish you all the best, and I hope you're having a great, great weekend. Thank you again for being here in the studio.
Thank you.
And for our listeners out there, listen, when it comes to transitioning or determining if you should start a business, when it comes to your families and taking advantage of baby boot camp, or just getting the kiddos out for some extra sun and a chance to play with some other kids, this is a great opportunity to take advantage of. So make sure you do so. Fleet and Family is great when it comes to updating their Facebook page. I should know, because I frequent the page quite often. So please make sure you take advantage of that and continue to keep it here. We're going to keep the music going. You are listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you America's best.